弟兄姊妹们好 ，Brothers and sisters, peace to you。清楚吗 ？Can you hear me clearly？ 可以吗？
很清楚。Oh, OK， 好。OK， 弟兄姊妹，我实在是很感谢主，好久没有见到大家了。
Brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord. It's been such a long time since I've seen everyone.
我们像我们刚才弟兄说的一样，我们经过一个很蛮艰难的一年。
Okay, brother said we've gone through a very trying year.
但所以我想今天我实在不愿意或者不敢说是要跟弟兄姊妹有什么讲到，我是巴望今天可以把我们的眼目从我们自己和我们环境的那里眼目我们转到我们的主身上去。
So brothers and sisters, my hope here tonight is not to preach to you, but my hope is that our eyes and our hearts can turn to our Lord Jesus tonight.
是，整个过去一年是很混乱，但是我们每一次想到我们的主是宇宙万有的主。
It's certainly been a chaotic year, but each time we think of our Lord, we think our Lord is the master of all.
对，那还是我们今天的力量，还是我们永远的盼望。
He is our strength for today and our hope forever.
所以，我们是在感谢主，因此我们这回聚集，我是盼望就是在我交通的这几天里头，我们愿意我们的眼目到主那里去。
So my sharing today, my hope is that our eyes can turn to our Lord.
所以这回主给我的负担是给弟兄姊妹交通在以赛亚书60:15的一句话。
So my burden for my sharing today is found in Isaiah chapter
61. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15.
Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you an everlasting pride, a joy from generation to generation.
那么这个你是谁呢？
What is this you referring to?
这个你呢，就是耶路撒冷。
This you is referring to the city of Jerusalem.
你们是主六十章第十四节就发觉，这个耶和华说的这个你呢，就是耶路撒冷。
If you go back verse to verse 14, you will realize that this you is referring to Jerusalem.
对，那这耶路撒冷呢，过去的日子是被藐视、被撇弃，但是呢，我要让你有一个不一样的情形，让你成为永远的荣华、累代的喜乐。
Says here that Jerusalem was once despised and forsaken, but here in verse 15 says, I will make you everlasting.
那么
我们这里看到哈，这个以赛亚呢，是因为耶路撒冷很堕落的光景呢，他心里很悲伤。
So we see here the prophet Isaiah, he's very sad because he sees the fallen condition of Jerusalem.
对，那么但是呢，感谢主，所以耶和华是不放弃的耶和华。
We thank God because the Lord Jehovah is a God who does not let go.
所以我们若是看以赛亚书，你就发觉耶和华他差遣他的仆人来。
So we see, if we keep reading that, we see the Lord Jehovah sending his servants here.
对，那个是在然后呢，他说这个仆人呢，就是那位救赎主，西安的救赎主。
And this servant that he will send is the Redeemer of Zion.
对，他来了，要让耶路撒冷完全不同。
And this Redeemer will come and change Jerusalem completely.
对，他要使耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华、累代的喜乐。
This Redeemer will change Jerusalem into eternal excellence and a joy from generation to generation.
那你仔细看的这个耶和华是说， 我要使耶路撒冷充满了生命，充满了光。
You see, the Lord Jehovah says, I will make Jerusalem full of life and light.
那在地上成为可赞美。
And a praise on the earth.
对，那这个城呢，是那个时候是耶和华对耶路撒冷的应许，也是耶和华对耶路撒冷的期望。
This was a promise and also an expectation that the Lord had for Jerusalem.
那么这个耶路撒冷是那个时候，可是耶和华说是永远的荣华，所以耶和华的眼目远超过那个时候。
Although this isn't in the context referring to Jerusalem at the time, the Lord is speaking of the eternal excellence. So he's speaking about the future, the long term.
所以耶和华是说到他的儿女，他的百姓，他的教会。
So God is talking about His children, His people, His church.
所以感谢主，这个我们的主呢，耶和华呢，他不只是一个 promise 而已，他还有一个这个期望，有一个 expectation.
We thank the Lord that. Our Lord God, that this is not just an expectation, but is not just an expectation, but is a, I'm sorry.
It's not a not only a promise, but also an expectation.
Sorry, it's not only a promise, but it's also an expectation.
对，假如是一个只是一个 promise 的话，这可能是很久很久以后的事。
If it's just a promise, it may not come for a long time.
但是你看我们的主耶和华，他是有一，他是这个是一个期望。 它是一个 expectation， 它就是历世历代他的儿女要这样。But
we see the Lord Jehovah has an expectation. He expects his people to become like this.
那救人这是几乎是不可能的，但是他是差遣他的仆人来做仆人来做救世主。But
with man it's impossible, but with God he has sent his servant, his redeemer.
那所以呢，就让这整个的事情呢是成为可能。So
through him, everything is made possible.
他的教会要成为永远的荣华，他的教会要成为累代的喜乐。His
church will become eternal, the eternal excellence and a joy from generation to generation.
那所以弟兄姊妹，所以我们感谢主，我们是活在这个时间中间的人。So
then, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that we're living in these times.
那么耶和华的他的这个 promise， 他的应许和耶和华的期望是在你身上，在我身上。
Lord Jehovah's promise and his expectation is on you and me.
对，那我们今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹，我们第一节我们愿意交通一下，就是说，那耶和华说永远的荣华，累代的喜乐，他是怎么说到这里的？他怎么来的？
So for today, our first session, I want to share what this means when he says eternal excellence and enjoy from generation to generation.
对，那么他这个东西是怎么从哪里来的？然后他告诉我们这个详细的内容是什么。He
will talk about where does this come from and more engage in a more detailed exploration of what this means.
What's the content of it?
The content.
Yeah. 所以这是第一节，那我们明天那节，如果时间对的话，我们明天那节，我们的交通历史上有这么样一群百姓，他们让耶和华感觉那是永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。So
historically, we will talk about how these people will become the eternal excellence and the joy from generation to generation.
所以这个就是我们启示录里头所说的这个腓立比教会。
And this is what we refer to as the Church of Philadelphia in Revelations.
那第三堂呢，我们愿意就是看我们在他教会里面的，我们作为他的儿女啊，看见他给我们这样一个期望，那么我们可以怎么样走上去？
In the third session, we'll talk about the people of the church and how we can take on this expectation and how we can move forward.
Yeah, 我们就用这个加勒和约书亚这两个弟兄。 和他们那一代的新的一代作为我们的example，作为我们的榜样。
And we will be using Caleb and Joshua and their leading of the new generation of the Israelites as our examples.
是，好，那我们先开始，我们先再读几节圣经，好不好？
So let's turn to the Bible and read some verses.
那第一节第一个地方呢是以赛亚书第一章第二十一节。
Our first verse is Isaiah chapter 1 verse 21.
可叹忠信的城变为妓女，从前充满了公平公义居住，现其中现今却有凶手居住。
How the faithful city has become a harlot, she who was full of justice, righteousness once lodged in her, but now murderers.
那什么是那个忠信的城呢
？So what is a faithful city?
忠信的城就是指作耶路撒冷。
Faithful city refers to Jerusalem.
所以这里。耶和华说 我的耶路撒冷现在跟以前不一样了。
Lord Jehovah says, my city Jerusalem is no longer what it once was.
对，以前是有公义居住在其中，现在是凶手在里面。
Previously, it was full of justice, but now is justice and righteousness, now it's full of murderers.
那么然后等到可是我们说了，主耶和华不会放手的。
Well, I've said before that God does not give up.
啊，是以赛亚书第四十二章。
In Isaiah chapter 42.
第一节。
Verse 1.
看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。雅桑的芦苇他不折断，江蚕的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开。
Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed.Until he establishes justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law.
弟兄姊妹，我相信许多弟兄姊妹读过这一节，读过这一节你就晓得这一节不是说别人，这一节就是说他以后700年以后要来的他的儿子耶稣基督。
I trust, brothers, just when you read this, we realize it's not reserving to anybody else but the Redeemer, the Savior that will come 400 years later.
只有他。配作神说的我的仆人。
Only he is worthy to be called the servant of God, my servant.
只有他可以说压伤的芦苇他不折断，江蚕的灯火他不吹灭。
Only our Lord, Jesus can fit a description of a bruised reed he will not break and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish.
所以我们看见在以赛亚书的中间，差不多正好中间的时候，那耶和华把他自己的这个仆人很强有力的介绍出来。
So we see here around the midpoint of Isaiah, the Lord, Jehovah, introducing his servant.
那么然后我们看以赛亚书第59章第二十节。
Next is Isaiah chapter 59.
在这里说到这个西安就是耶路撒冷。
9 verse 20, and it mentions, Zion, which is Jerusalem.
说到有一位救赎主要来。
And it says a redeemer will come to Zion.
必有一位救赎主来到西安雅各族中转离过犯的人那里。这是耶和华说的。
A redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, declares the Lord.
那这一位 redeemer, 就是这位救赎主也就是他原先所说的那一位仆人。那他要来对耶路撒冷做什么呢？
This redeemer is one and the same as the servant that was mentioned before. And so why has he come?
第60章第15节我们刚才读过。
In chapter 60 verse 15 we just read before.
就说耶路撒冷啊，你虽然被撇弃被厌恶甚至无人经过，我却要使你变为永远的荣华，成为累代的喜乐。
Whereas you have been forsaken and hated with no one passing through,I will make you an everlasting pride, a joy from generation to generation.
那么这一位救赎主他来他来他那个要做的事情的细节是什么呢？
So what are the details? What exactly has the servant, this redeemer, come to do?
第61节 第六十一章第一节
verse, Chapter 61 verse 1 says,
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好消息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，等等。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and so on.
第三节，要赐华冠给锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们成为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
In chapter verse 3, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so they will be called oaks of righteousness.
所以这位救赎主他来，他怎么样使锡安，使这个耶路撒冷变成永远的荣华和累代的喜乐？
So the servant, when the Redeemer comes to Zion, how does he make Jerusalem eternal excellence and a joy from generation to generation?
第一他所做的是要让那个为锡安悲哀的人，使他们成为公义树。
The first thing he will do is make those who mourn for Zion, for Jerusalem, into oaks or trees of righteousness.
但是这个树呢是很特别的，这个树不是说你随便在路上、随便在山林里面拿出来的一个树，不，这个树的是耶和华所栽的。
These trees of righteousness are not just any old tree you find in the forest, but trees planted by God Himself.
什么意思呢？意思他们的生命是从耶和华来。
In other words, their life comes from God Himself.
他们那个种子是从耶和华来的。
The seed is from God.
那这些公义树活着有一个目的。
And these trees of righteousness exist for a purpose.
那目的是要叫耶和华得荣耀。
Their purpose is to bring glory to the Lord Jehovah.
所以这是这一位救世主来，他为了耶路撒冷，他第一个要做的事。
This is the first thing that the Redeemer has come to do for Zion, for Jerusalem.
那第二个图画是什么呢？是62章第一节。
We look at a second picture is chapter 62,
verse 1. 对，我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, her salvation like a torch that is burning.
那这62章说的我是谁呢？
So what is the I, or who did I refer to in this verse?
对，这个我呢，就是61章里面说的那个神的仆人，也是锡安的救世主。
This I refers to the servant of God and also the Redeemer of Zion.
那这位锡安的救世主呢，他为了锡安的缘故，他一直在工作。
So this Redeemer of Zion, for God's purpose and will, he works unceasingly.
他不静默，也不牺牲。
He does not keep silent or keep quiet.
有一个目的，目的是要到耶路撒冷出现一个状况。
He keeps working for a purpose, and the purpose is to bring Jerusalem to a certain condition.
那实际上让耶路撒冷彰显神的公义。
That is to manifest the righteousness of God.
所以这里他说，让知道神的公义，让耶路撒冷的公义能够，对不起，耶路撒冷的公义能够像光。
Until her, Jerusalem's righteousness goes forth like brightness.
那耶路撒冷的救恩像灯。
And Jerusalem's salvation like a torch.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这个是这一位救赎主要做的，他要让耶路撒冷成为光，他是让耶路撒冷成为灯。
So this we see here, this is what the Redeemer has come to do, to make Jerusalem into a light and a lamp.
这光是什么光呢？光是神公义的光。
Light of what? Light of God's righteousness.
那么灯是什么灯呢？灯是让别人看见这是神的救恩。
What is this torch? A torch is so that those who see this torch see God's salvation.
所以 ，OK， 这是第二个这位救世主来他要做的事情的第二幅图画。第三幅图画是哪里呢？是第六节和第七节。
So this is the second picture that we have of what the Redeemer has come to do. What is the third thing, the third picture? It's found in the same chapter, verse 6 and 7.
对,他第三个要做的事呢,是耶路撒冷啊,我在你城上设立守望的,他们昼夜不静默,呼吁耶和华的,你们不要歇息,也不要使他歇息,只等他建立耶路撒冷,使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。On
your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves. And give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
所以你看，我们刚才读的第62章第一节是这位 Redeemer 这一位救赎他自己要做的事情。现在呢，他在这里守望做他跟他一样做的事情。So
we see here in verse 62 we just read, the Redeemer has come to do. Now in verse 6 and 7 we see what the Redeemer has come to appoint others to do the same thing with him.
对。 昼夜不静默,
that is, all day and all night, they will never keep silent.
不歇息,
and they will take no rest for themselves.
呀,那一直等到他让神做一件事,
not until the Lord does something.
对,是他们这些守望的,他们最大的工作就是在那里祷告,要让神做一件事情。
So their biggest task that the watchman has is to keep praying day and night until the Lord does a certain thing.
是好让神使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美.
That is until God makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
弟兄姊妹，耶路撒冷天上的耶路撒冷是地上万国天下都在赞美的.
Brothers and sisters, the heavenly Jerusalem is a city that all people on earth praise.
但是地上的耶路撒冷，耶和华要使它成为可赞美。But
the Jerusalem on earth is something that God has to make into praise on the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们这些属神的人，我们在地上就是地上的耶路撒冷，是神的人。Brothers and sisters,
those of us who belong to God, we are the Jerusalem on earth.
所以神要让我们这些人在地上成为可赞美。So
So God wants to make us, those who belong to him on earth, a praise on the earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,这是这一位救赎主来,他做的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is what the Redeemer has come to do.
为了耶路撒冷做的事情。
This is what he has come to do for the sake of Jerusalem.
为了教会做的事情。
For the sake of the church.
为了你我做的事情。
For you and for me.
所以这个是我们所看到的以赛亚后面对于 对于这个永远的荣华累代的喜乐神的心意是这个.
So this is what Isaiah was talking about. This is God's heart, what he means when he says the eternal excellence and joy from generation to generation.
让我们有点祷告好吧.
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊我们来到你面前求你开我们的心主啊好让我们可以与你面对面.
Lord, we come before you, may you open our hearts so that we may come before you face to face.
主啊,你对你百姓的心意,你对你儿女的心意,你对你自己教会的心意,远超过主啊,我们能够摸得到.
Lord, your will for your people, for your church is far beyond what we can understand.
主啊,我们实在感谢你,我们会忘记,可是主,你从来没有忘记.
Lord, thank you that although we may forget, you will never forget.
主,我们可以失望,可是主,你从来没有失望。
Lord, we may be disappointed, but you will never be disappointed.
所以主啊,我们求你开启我们的里面,在我们在你面前有一个谦卑的心。
Lord, may you open us up from within, that we may have a humble heart before you.
最好让你在我们里头的一个期望可以实现。
So that the expectation you have for us may be realized.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 弟兄姊妹,所以我们刚才看到,你知道这个以赛亚呢,是差不多主前,可能是750年这样的一个人。
So, brother and sister, Isaiah, we see here, Isaiah was a prophet that came roughly 750 years before Jesus.
对,在以赛亚的时代,神的百姓已经软弱了,已经堕落了。
At the time of Isaiah, God's people were weak. They have already fallen.
Yeah, 我们神的儿女在兴旺的时候是什么时候呢？ 是以赛亚以前300年，300多年， 差不多是大卫的时候。 大卫的时候，
the time of David.
About 300 years prior to Isaiah, at David's time, that was the prosperous time of God's people.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but then coming to Isaiah's, 来到那个以赛亚的时候，那个以色列的百姓已经堕落。But
when it came to the time of Isaiah, the Israelites have already gone to a fallen state.
对，你不只是你看，你读以赛亚，你读其他的先知，你读以西结也好，耶利米也好，读其他的先知也好，你读到同样的事情。If
you read the other prophets in Ezra or Nehemiah, you read about the same thing.
你可以摸得到神的心里很伤痛。You
can feel that God was very, very sad.
但是我们实在很感谢主，神并没有放弃他的儿女。
But we thank the Lord that he did not forsake his children. We can really feel it throughout the entirety of Isaiah.
对，所以到以赛亚书的42章，他就说，我要差遣我的仆人来。So
finally, Isaiah 42, God says, I will send my servant.
那我们感谢主，我们知道我们对以赛亚书比较熟悉的是以赛亚书53章。So
if we turn to Isaiah 53, this is a chapter that many of us are familiar with.
以赛亚书53章说到他的儿子来成为我们的救恩。It
says here that his son will come to become our salvation.
对，但是呢，以赛亚42章还有说到他的儿子来要做他的仆人。
But in 42, says that his son will come and he will come in the capacity of a servant.
对，然后呢，到五十九，到了以赛亚五十九章说，这个仆人来啊，他是要做锡安的救赎主。It's
not until 59 where this servant is revealed to be this out be the redeemer of Zion.
然后我们刚刚看到一个图画，两个图画，三个图画。So
we've seen 1, 2, 3 pictures of this.
对，每一个图画都说到这个救赎主他所要做的事。Each
picture depicts what the Redeemer has come to do.
而且每一个他所做的样的事都跟你我有关系。And
every single one of these things has to do, is related to you and me.
对，就是第一个事情是说到公义树，说到生命。So
in the first picture we talk about the oaks of righteousness, life.
那第二个事情说到耶路撒冷的公义。
The second picture talks about the righteousness and the justice of and the salvation of Jerusalem.
对，就是让我们这些人，他的百姓，对于公义，我们可以有盼望；对于成为他救恩的管道，我们可以有盼望。So
that we, his people, if we become this channel of salvation, we can have this hope.
对。 不只是这样，我们还可以做他公义的见证。We
can also be the testimony for his righteousness.
是我们神怎么样公义，他要让我们跟他一样公义。However,
our Lord is righteous, we must also be the same.
对，这个是新约里面所说的话。This
is what's mentioned in the New Testament.
那第三幅图画呢？他说到我们这些人要被神所制作成。
But in the third picture, it says that we will, he will make Jerusalem, the people, into praise in the earth. The Lord Jehovah has this expectation not only for Jerusalem at the time, but also for his church, his people today.
对，那么关于说到永远的荣华这个字，
so we mentioned a couple of times this term eternal excellence.
对，感谢主，我们中文这个荣华啊，我们中国人可能会，你假如是 一百年以前在中国的话，什么叫荣华呢？荣华就是富贵荣华。
So if you're Chinese and you think of the Chinese translation of the word excellence, you'd probably harken back to days in ancient China where it's very majestic and prosperous.
对，那个在我们前一两辈，我们中国人就说要一个小孩长大了要有富贵荣华 ，rich and prosper.
So in just a generation or two back, the older people will tell the younger people you have to become rich and prosperous.
对，但是弟兄姊妹，这里所说的荣华跟那个完全没有关系。
Brothers and sisters, this excellence here does not refer to riches and prosperity.
对，这里的荣华是我们弟兄翻译的极好 excellence 比什么都好。
Excellence here means the best of the best, better than anything.
对，那么什么是永远的荣华呢？是今天是最好，明天是最好，明年是最好，永远是最好。
Excellence means it's the best today, tomorrow, the day after, forever.
永远，因为它这里是永远的荣华。
Because it says here not just excellence, eternal excellence.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，这神说这个话哈，是他是有一个想法在里面。
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord said this, He has a thought behind this.
是对他自己的百姓，他自己的城，不但是比什么都好，而且要永远比什么都好。
This thought is for his people, his city, to be the best, not just the best, but best, better than anything in the world, anything.
对，而且是永远。
And forever.
那所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天回头想想，只有我们主耶稣担得起这句话，永远的 excellence.
So we think about this now, brothers and sisters. Only our Lord Jesus is able to. Take up this name of eternal excellence.
对，不但是 excellence， 而且是 eternal excellence.
It's not just excellence, but eternal excellence.
那我记得，在彼得在彼得后书一章第三节，彼得后书有一句话，彼得有说了一句话。
In Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 3, Peter said this.
对。彼得说呢，我们是神是用他的荣耀和美德招我们。
He says that God has called us with His own glory and excellence.
对，那所以弟兄姊妹，所以彼得看见一件事情，就是神用他的儿子来招我们。那用什么招我们？他的那个 characteristic 是荣耀和美德。
We see here Peter telling us this, that God is calling us, he's calling us with what? With his characteristics, that is glory and excellence.
对，弟兄姊妹，荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, glory.
那还有 excellence.
Glory and excellence.
所以彼得什么意思？彼得的意思是说，当你想到神的时候，当你想到神的儿子的时候，你就会想到这个是 glory， 想到那是荣耀，你就会想到这是美德，这比什么都好。
So brothers and sisters, what is Peter telling us? Telling us that each time we think about his son, the Lord Jesus, we think of glory and excellence, and his son being better than anything.
那神是用这个来招我们的。
And it's with this that the Lord has called us.
Yeah, 不但他的儿子来那个为我们舍命流血，让我们能够得救，不但这样而已。
But he did not give his son just to bleed and die for us and to save us from our sins. Not only this.
对，而且把我们带到一个地步，这个地步叫做荣耀和美德。
But more than that, he will take us take us further to a place of glory and excellence.
是，那等到我们使徒保罗他也有一句话。
Apostle Paul also said this as well.
那使徒保罗的话呢，它叫做至宝。
But in what Paul said, how Paul described it was the
excellence
was also excellence.
对，这是腓立比书第三章第八节。
which is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
对，使徒保罗说，他说我以前是一个法利赛人，我以前就律法的意义上来讲，我是无可指责的。但是现在我把这些都看成粪土，那我认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
So Paul said that he sees his past, him being well versed and well educated in all of the scriptures as rubbish, in light of the surpassing value, the excellence of Christ.
对，那耶稣基督比这一切都好。
Christ Jesus is better than all of this.
比我以前所认为最好的都好。
Better than everything he once thought to be good.
所以他腓立比书接着说，他使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
So we see in Philippians says, let me know the power of his resurrection.
对呀，这让我认识他。
Let me know him and the power of his resurrection.
好像他认识他不够一样。
As if he felt like he did not know the Lord enough.
说感谢主，所以彼得所说的那个荣耀和美德，和保罗所说的至宝，就是我们这个神所说的永远的荣华的中心。
So what Peter said, God called us with his own glory and excellence, and what Paul said, the surpassing value of knowing Christ, also excellence, refers to this eternal excellence.
所以你看，他的意思说，什么叫做在耶路撒冷是永远的荣华呢？就是耶路撒冷里面有神的同在在那里。
What does this mean to have the eternal excellence in Jerusalem? That is to have the presence of God in Jerusalem.
Yeah, 不但在那里，而且在那里居宝座。
Not only is he there, but he is enthroned there.
那什么叫做这是那个时候，那在教会中间也是一样。在教会中间，什么叫做要永远的荣华呢？就是主耶稣在那里，荣耀和美德至宝。
What does it mean for today in the church? It means that the Lord Jesus is here. He is the excellence, he's the surpassing value amongst us.
对，他是在教会中间居首位。
He is the head of the church.
他的生命成为我们的生命。
His life becomes our life.
这别人看到你我，好像别人就看到了这位耶稣一样。
So that when others see us, it's as if they see the Lord Jesus himself.
这就是永远的荣华，弟兄姊妹，对不对？
This is the eternal excellence, is it not?
好，那什么叫做累代的喜乐呢？
So what is joy from generation to generation?
那第一个我们弟兄读了，这个是从一代一代，是永远的。
This is joy from generation to generation, also forever, eternal.
所以不只是我们今天突然有一个顺利的事情发生了，我心里很高兴。不是这个。
It's not a temporary joy where something goes in your favor today and you're happy in the moment.
对，今天 happy 了，五天以后就不见得 happy， 不见得喜乐。
It's not the joy that well you're happy today for a moment and 5 days later you're no longer happy.
对，也不是说你今天 happy 了，那么你儿子、你孙子他们都。同样的一个原因 ，happy， 不是这个意思。
It's not the happiness that you feel when your son or your grandsons are feeling the same.
是有一个 joy， 它是从你不但是在你身上，而是在你儿女身上，还在你这更下一代的身上。
But this joy that is not only felt by you, not only with you, but with the next generation, the generation after that, and so on.
弟兄姊妹，我们。说实话，这个 joy 是神的 joy， 这个 joy 也是我们主耶稣基督的 joy。
This joy, brothers and sisters, is from God, and this is the joy of our Lord Jesus.
对，也是神自己的喜乐。
And it's the joy, God's own joy. 对，就是 joy of God.
对，我跟大家说有一个地方，这是尼希米记第八章。
If we turn to a share verse from Nehemiah chapter 8.
对，尼希米记第八章有一句话。
And then Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10.
说耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
Says the joy of the Lord is your strength.
对。OK, 对的，第八章第十节。
Chapter 8 verse 10.
那你读英文的话 叫做我们弟兄你读一次英文好不好后面最后一个 the last verse and do not be grieved
and do not be grieved for the joy of the Lord is your strength
对 你好了那你说不不是 joy of the Lord 应该是 the joy that comes from the Lord 你会这样想可是你看其他所有的翻译本都是 the joy of the Lord
It should be, you might think the joy that comes from the Lord is your strength, but no, it says the joy of the Lord is your strength.
对，我们中文是说靠耶和华而得的喜乐，其实英文是说 the joy 是耶和华自己的喜乐。
In the Chinese, it translates as you receive joy from the Lord, but in English, translates, no, it's the joy of the Lord.
对，而且每一个几乎每一个译本都翻译本都是这样。
And it's not only that every translation is like this.
所以感谢主，耶和华自己有一个喜乐。
So we thank the Lord that there is a joy of the Lord.
那当耶和华喜乐的时候，我们就成为我们的力量。
So when the Lord has joy, it becomes our strength.
那这个事情是什么事情呢
？So what is this joy referring to?
这个是当尼希米记里面这个以色列百姓回到耶路撒冷城墙152天城墙建好。
This is when Nehemiah led the people of Israel back to Jerusalem and they were building a wall and after 150 days the wall had been erected.
那城墙建好了之后这以色列百姓呢就到圣殿的门口。
And after this wall had been built, the Israelites went before the temple.
对他们就要尼希米要以斯拉还要这个利未人跟他们读圣经讲解圣经。
They wanted Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levites to read the word to them and also to explain it to them.
这很有意思是他们要的不是尼希米和以斯拉要是他们要听神的话。
The interesting thing is it's the people who wanted to hear the word of the Lord. It's not something that Nehemiah and Ezra want to do. It's what the people wanted to hear.
So 当他们听完了之后每个人都哭了。
After they heard the word of the Lord, they cried.
这弟兄姊妹怎么回事?
So what's going on here, brothers and sisters?
这些人当他们听完尼希米所读的圣经当他们听到了这个解释之后他们知道我们错。
They cried, they reacted that way because they knew that they were in the wrong after hearing the word of the Lord being read by Nehemiah and Ezra.
这一百多年以前耶和华让他们被掳到巴比伦。祖先被掳到巴比伦。
100 years ago, their ancestors, those who came before him, were led into captivity by Babylon, by God's hand.
对所以他们有的时候想起来他们觉得主啊你为什么要让我们受这些罪
So they heard and they probably thought, why did God allow this calamity to befall them?
但是他们听到了主的话。
But when they heard the word of the Lord,
他们心里清楚。
Their hearts became clear.
他心里清楚就觉得跟主就说主啊我们实在对不起。
Their hearts became clear and they repented and said, Lord, we've sinned against you.
其实在生命记的最后一两章那个摩西就说过。
At the end of Deuteronomy, Moses also said this.
摩西说，神说，你们若是行走在神面前的话，我要祝福你们。但是你们若是背叛我的话，那你们要被迁到那个老远的地方去。
He said, if you walk before me, I would bless them. But if you rebelled against me, he would exile them, lead them into captivity. Elsewhere.
可是有一天，当你醒过来，我要把你们再搬回来。
But one day when you awaken, come to your senses, I will bring you back.
这许多年中间，但以理也好，其他的先知也好，心里都有这个很沉重的感觉。主啊，是我们对不起你。
So during this time of captivity, whether it be Daniel or other prophets, they had this burden on their heart to repent to the Lord.
但是百姓不知道。
But the people as a whole did not know.
他们常常对主有许多的埋怨。
They always had these complaints toward the Lord.
但那一天他们听了，他们知道了。
But on that day, they heard and they knew.
所以他们哭了。
And they cried.
那尼希米说，他你们不要哭。
And then, so Nehemiah said, do not cry.
Yeah. 但是然后他说, 耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
Says, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
什么意思? 意思就是说,当人悔改的时候, 耶和华的有喜乐了。
But this, what does this mean? It means that when someone repents of their sins, the Lord is joyful.
100多年, 大概150年, 这百姓, 从来都埋怨神。
150 years, or maybe even more, the people of Israel always complained against the Lord.
但他们现在知道,
but now they knew.
当神知道他们知道的时候, 神心中有喜乐。
And once the Lord realized that the people knew their own wrongs, there was joy in God's heart.
神知道他们以后有盼望。
And the Lord knew that he could, Lord, that they knew that these people had hope.
对，所以感谢主，所以耶和华喜乐，他们心里又有力量。
So the joy of the Lord has become their strength.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，所以当我们看，所累带的喜乐，说实话，是耶和华心里面 delight， 心里面喜乐。
So when we talk about the joy from generation to generation, it's the joy from God's heart when He has joy.
对，他看到了以色列的百姓。 有一个光景，这个光景是让他心里面觉得很喜乐。
When he sees the condition of the Israelites who've come back, he's delighted.
那圣经里还有一个很宝贵的话，是我们主耶稣说的。
And there's another verse in Nehemiah that the Lord Jesus said.
那主耶稣说，让我的喜乐存在你们的心里。
Says, may my joy be in your hearts.
这约翰福音15章11节。
In John chapter 15, verse 11.
Yeah, 你若是看一看，你就知道主耶稣说，我的喜乐可以在你的里面。
If you read there, John 15, 11 says, "My joy, may my joy, be in you."
Yeah. Okay. 对，所以弟兄姊妹，所以是累代的喜乐，那个意思其实是这个喜乐在我们主耶和华里面。 在我们主耶稣里面，现在也在你里面，也在我里面。
So this joy of that, this eternal joy from generation to generation is it was in Lord Jehovah, was in Lord Jesus, and now is within you and me.
我给大家举个小例子。
Let me give an example.
那以前呢，我们假如是说赢了别人，我们心里有很大的喜乐。
When we win against somebody, we experience great joy.
那我们现在变成神的儿女。
But now we become children of God.
神的爱在我们里面。
And God's love is within us.
那你赢了人家的话呢, 你会想到我会不会绊倒他。
Now, and as children of God, now if we win against somebody, we might think, have I become a stumbling block to them?
对呀, 所以弟兄姊妹, 我们的想法完全不同了。
So our way of thinking has changed completely.
所以感谢主, 这个是 the joy of the Lord, 就是神的喜乐, 祂儿子的喜乐, 现在成为你的和我的喜乐。
We thank the Lord because now this joy of God, the joy of His Son, is now our joy as well.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这个我想是对这一句话, 以赛亚书60章这一句话我们一个很简单的解释。
So here's a simple explanation for here in Isaiah chapter 60.
但一个很要紧的事情哈, 就是说，因为很要紧的事情就是，弟兄姊妹，当神想到他的教会需要是永远的荣华累代的喜乐，那这件事情，当我们听起来是一个教导呢，还是我们听起来是我们心里觉得认同？
So one critical thing to consider, brothers and sisters, when God says He wants His church to be eternal excellence and joy from generation to generation, is this just a teaching to us, or do we experience that joy as well?
Yes, 是我们是不是认同 identify with that?
Do we ourselves identify with that statement?
对，我们是不是会觉得，神要我们的聚会，哈，要我们的聚会成为永远的荣华累代的喜乐？
Do we believe in our hearts that God wants us, which is church, to become eternal, the eternal excellence and the joy from generation to generation?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个不是一个客观的 teaching， 这是一个其实是一个主观的经历。
So brothers, this is not an objective teaching, but a subjective experience.
Yeah, 所以有的时候我们说，哦，说我们的前人他们有启示有意象，好像我们没有。
You might think to ourselves, people that come before us had these revelations, these visions, but we don't.
那弟兄姊妹，往往这个原因在哪里？原因在我们的心不在他的上。
But the reason we don't experience these things is because our hearts are not in it, are not on the.
No, 对。当我们想到这那个，就举个例子，亚伯拉罕。
For example, Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕神给他启示，就感谢主，到晚年的时候，那个希伯来书说他是往远远望见一座有根基的城。
We see that God gave him revelation in his later years. He was looking for a city with foundation.
对，这是希伯来书第十一章。
Which can be found in Hebrews chapter 11.
对，那还有呢？那个耶和华跟那个亚伯拉罕说，他说你的后裔，就是亚伯拉罕献礼杀之后，神跟你亚伯拉罕说，就是地上的万国都要因你的后裔得福。
And Lord Jehovah said to Abraham that through your seed the nations will be blessed.
对。所以让亚伯拉罕看到他这个 seed 这个后裔这件事情是何等的宝贵，何等的重要。
So he revealed to Abraham that his seed is so important and precious.
那亚伯拉罕是完全是到了他的晚年，他心里面就是有这样一座城，心里面他也知道这个后裔何等的宝贵，不只是为他。
In his later years, Abraham saw looking for the city with this foundation, and he knew the importance of the seed.
对，那所以弟兄姊妹，那我们就说，为什么亚伯拉罕会有这样的意象，为什么会有这样的启示？
So now let's talk about how did Abraham get this vision, this revelation?
那不但是亚伯拉罕自己，他的妻子撒拉，他的儿子以撒，他的孙子雅各，希伯来书十一章说，他们可以回到自己的家乡去，但是他们不，他们望见一个更美的家乡在天上。
It says not only Abraham but his wife Sarah, his son Isaac, and his grandson, Jacob. They're looking for a better home, better country.
Yeah, 他们就是他们有自己的家乡，他们可以回去。他们不回去，他们望着那一个天上更美的家乡。
Although they technically had physical dwellings on earth, they did not want to go there. They were looking for a better country, a better home.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些人怎么回事呢？
So what is going on here, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，当我们看亚伯拉罕的历史，
When we look at the history of Abraham,
你就知道很多很多的事情是非常非常个人。
There's many, many things that are very
personal.
Oh, very, very personal.
对。亚伯拉罕他到了迦南以后，第一件遇见事的就是饥荒。
So when he arrived at Canaan, the first thing he did was panic. There was famine. There was when he came to the land of Canaan, there was famine.
那时候他75岁。
At that time, he was 75 years old.
其实他那个饥荒之后他就到了埃及去了。
After that famine passed, he went to Egypt.
到了埃及他扯谎。
And when he went to Egypt, he lied.
对，耶和华没有讲话。
And the Lord Jehovah did not say anything to him.
对，但是耶和华把他的问题解决了。
Yet the Lord solved his problem for him.
那当亚伯拉罕回来的时候，
When Abraham returned,
他就到原来的地方做了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
He built an altar and called upon the name of the Lord.
他什么意思呢？就亚伯拉罕跟神说：“主啊，我错了。”
What does this mean? He built the altar. He did this to repent to God and said, "I was wrong."
感谢主。然后呢，他就下一个事情，他跟罗德分开。
The next thing that happened was he parted ways with Lot.
他愿意跟随神。
Abraham was willing to follow God.
那后来的事情呢？他碰到了这个麦基洗德。
Next thing, he he encountered Melchizedek.
那麦基喜德跟他说，你为什么得胜呢？ 是因为天地的主至高的神耶和华是你得胜。
He told Abraham, you were victorious because the Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of the universe, has given you victory.
那再没有几天，亚伯拉罕在帐篷里面的时候，耶和华来。
And now a few days later, the Lord visited Abraham in his tent.
所以晚上他带亚伯拉罕去说，你看天上的星，你若是数得过来的话。
And then at night, the Lord took Abraham and showed him the stars and said, as many as the stars are, so will your descendants be.
对，那然后呢，主跟他说说你要有个儿子。
And the Lord told him, you will have a son.
那亚伯拉罕说不可能，不可能。
Abraham said, impossible.
所以来了一个，这个他就生了一个以实玛利。
So through his own method, he fathered Ishmael.
对，差不多十多年，主耶和华说完了之后，耶和华说不是这个。
After 10 or so years, Lord Jehovah told him he is not the son.
那然后耶和华说，你的妻子要给你生一个儿子。
And
Sarah
told Abraham, your wife Sarah will bear a son for you.
对，亚伯拉罕的是99岁，撒拉比他小10岁。
At the time, Abraham was 99 years old and Sarah was 10 years younger.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看亚伯拉罕的个人的在迦南，啊，他不像我们今天有读经聚会有弟兄姊妹都没有的。
So brothers, if you look at Abraham's history, his personal story, is that he didn't have Bible studies or meetings or gatherings like we do today.
那神给他不是随随便便的事情，神给他每一件事情都有很深刻的意义。
But every single thing that the Lord led him through had a specific meaning and purpose.
所以感谢主，时间过来，亚伯拉罕心里越来越对这一位神越尊敬。
So he thanked the Lord that through time gradually Abraham grew to fear and respect the Lord.
但说实话，我们用今天用人的话来讲，这主我们的耶和华神给他 much hard time.
So in more colloquial modern terms, we can say the Lord Jehovah gave him a hard time.
对，那最后那个孩子以撒长大了，耶和华说要把他当燔祭献给我。When
Isaac, the son that God gave Abraham, he asked him to sacrifice him to him.
那我若是亚伯拉罕，我说主啊，那么多年我给你生一个孩子，你说不是，你要说是这个，那我给你生了这个以撒。 你心里喜欢，我心里喜欢，你现在让我把它当做燔祭烧了。If
I was Abraham, I would have thought, Lord, you told me you'd give me a son, so I had a son. Then you told me that's not the son you wanted. Then you finally gave me a son, and we're both delighted to have him. Now you're asking me to offer him up in a burnt sacrifice?
而且你跟这个以撒说，你的约要在他身上，意思就是说，我们亚伯拉罕，我们这一家将来，你跟我们的关系都在他的身上。
Lord told him that Isaac was his covenant, which to us means that our relation, our position today is all related, tied to that covenant.
Yeah,那假如他烧了，burnt offering，烧了，那以后我们这个约怎么办呢？
So Abraham would have thought, could have thought, if I sacrifice Isaac on this as a burnt offering, what will happen to this covenant that you said he was?
但是我们感谢主，亚伯拉罕没有，他把这个放在心里。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. He kept this all within.
有3天的时间带他的儿子上摩利亚山。
And still, he took his son up to Mount Moriah.
那到了摩利亚山，他要杀。
And on top of this, when he got to the top of the mountain, he was about to do the deed.
Yeah, 那神说，他说亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，你不能够杀这个孩子。
Before he could sacrifice his son, Lord Jehovah spoke to him and said, "Stop! You cannot sacrifice him."
所以我们感谢主，亚伯拉罕好不容易他把以撒献。
You see here, Abraham, he managed to be willing to sacrifice his son.
感谢主，我们神把这儿子还他了。
He was willing to sacrifice his son. We thank the Lord that the Lord returned his son to him.
所以现在他的儿子不再是他的儿子，也是神的儿子。
So now we see Isaac was not only his son, but God's, the son of God as well.
这亚伯拉罕心里都知道。
Abraham knew this in his heart.
然后神说，天下万国都要因你的后裔得福。
And he told Abraham, all the nations will be blessed through your seed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我为什么要说这些？
So brothers and sisters, why am I telling you all this?
因为神跟我们的关系是非常非常个人的。
So because our relationship with God is very personal.
我们若是在跟神之间的关系，我们在那里不省事，不那个诚实的跟神有一个关系的话，那我们不可能看见异象。
Brothers and sisters, if our relationship with God is not sincere, it's impossible for us to see the vision.
我们不可能看见他给我们的启示。
We're unable to receive the revelation he's giving to us.
神就是在我们最艰难的情况之中来把他自己启示在我们的心里。
The Lord reveals to us when we are suffering the most.
假定亚伯拉罕说，不不，神啊，算了算，你太难了，我还是回到那个米索不达米去算了。那亚伯拉罕看不见神给他任何的启示。
Imagine if Abraham said to the Lord, "No, I can't do this." And took his son back. Abraham would not have been able to receive any revelation from God after that.
感谢主，希伯来说他的儿子、他的太子、他的太太、他的儿子也是一样。
We thank the Lord that in Hebrews it says that his son and his wife were the same as him.
Yeah, 他们有一个摩尔可以回去，但是他们不回去。哈兰可以回去，他们不回去。
They said that they had a home to return to, but they would not return.
感谢主，然后他们就看见神为他们准备天上更美的家乡。
Because we thank the Lord because they saw a better country, better a place prepared for them by the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们看摩西的情形，看大卫的情形，都是一样。
If we see the story of Moses and David, it's the same.
神让艰难临到我们，神让管教临到我们，是有一个目的的。
God allows us suffering. God disciplines us for a reason.
让我们和神之间的关系是真的。
The reason is to help make our relationship with God a reality.
要把我们带出我们的自己。
To bring us out of ourselves.
那好让我们和他有一个真正的关系。
So we may have a true relationship with him.
然后我们就能够接受他给我们的 revelation 启示。
And then we can receive his revelations.
假如我们不愿意的话，这个启示不可能到我们的里面。
If we're unwilling, then there's no way we can receive his revelations.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们跟主之间个人的关系，主让我们经历的环境太重要。
So brothers and sisters, in regards to our relationship with our Lord, with God, our experiences and our environment is of utmost importance.
主若是给我们一些艰难，我们心里要感谢他。
If the Lord allows us some to go through suffering, we must be thankful in our hearts.
他一定会带我们过去。
Because he will definitely take us through.
当我们过来的时候，我们再回头看，我们才知道他心意是何等可贵。
When we go through this, when our Lord brings us through suffering and we turn back and look, then can we see how precious that experience was.
那个诗篇里头，我想是大卫的诗，有一句话很有意思。
In Psalms, there's a very significant verse.
那诗篇二十五篇。
Psalms
25. 二十五篇。
Psalm 25, verse 14.
Yeah. 那个感谢主。那他里说，我们中文说，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant.
那我们请我们弟兄再读一次英文，好不好？
So in English, again, it reads, The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant.
Okay, okay. 那这个 version 是不一样啊。很多其他的 version 是 我们弟兄说的对。 The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him.
So, the one on the screen is from a different translation, but another translation reads, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him.
Okay, 弟兄你的 New King James? Is yours New King James?
New King James.
你的是不是 New King James?
Oh, sorry, mine is NASB.
Oh, okay. 所以弟兄姊妹，我的意思是说，这句话很有意思。
So, brothers and sisters, this verse is very interesting.
这个是说耶和华有他的秘密。
Here says this, the Lord has a secret.
这是耶和华的秘密呢，只是与敬畏他的人同在。
But this secret is only with those who fear him.
对，那个敬畏他的人，这个 fear 听起来有点可怕，其实所有圣经里面说到敬畏神呢，那个都有爱的意思在里面。
You see the English word fear him, it brings up thoughts of fear, of you know, being afraid, but this, when it's using the Bible, fearing the Lord, it has an element of love in it.
对，所谓敬畏神，就是把他当神看。第一，第二的话，我的心里面是向往他的。Fearing
God is one, seeing him as God, and two, longing for him,
longing. Only
to those people who fear him and long for him will the Lord's secret be with them.
是，所以耶和华的想法，他的旨意，他的意念，是人不容易了解的，所以叫做 secret， 叫做秘密。
So the will of the Lord is cannot be understood by man. So that's why it's called the secret of the Lord.
但是这个秘密呢，耶和华是让敬畏他的人得到。But
the secret is for those who fear him.
我们讲到刚才讲到那个亚伯拉罕的例子。 因为亚伯拉罕敬畏神，亚伯拉罕爱神，所以神把他的秘密告诉亚伯拉罕。
And what we just brought up with Abraham, it's because Abraham feared the Lord, loved the Lord, that the Lord was willing to reveal His secret to him.
对，亚伯拉罕，你知道吗？有一座城在天上。
He told Abraham, you know, Abraham, there is this heavenly city.
Yeah, 跟以撒跟雅各说，那你们知道吗？在天上有一个更美的家乡。
And the Lord told Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob, and said, "Do you know there's a better place, a better home, up in heaven?"
Yeah, 但是若是亚伯拉罕跟撒拉跟以撒跟雅各不在乎神。
But let's say Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob did not care about the Lord.
对，他们觉得。 他们觉得也没有什么稀奇。
If they thought it was nothing special.
对，假如这样的话，那亚伯拉罕不会看见那里有根基的草。
If he did not recognize it for what it was, Abraham would not have been able to see the city with foundations.
他也不会知道他的儿子在神心目中有这么大的地位。
He would not have been able to see that his son had this immense, was standing this immense position with God.
那这个撒拉、以撒和雅各，他们想着我回到那个乌尔去算。
And Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob would have just returned to their physical home.
对，我们在迦南反而没有产业，就是说反正我们没有产业，我们回去算。
If they would have just returned back to where they came from, because they would have thought, we have no inheritance here in this land of Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹。 这告诉我们说，我们要爱他，我们要敬畏他，我们要觉得主啊，你是宝贵。假如是这样的话，神就会把他的秘密让我们知道。So
brothers and sisters, we must fear the Lord, love the Lord, long for Him, and only then will the Lord reveal His secrets to us.
所以这句话呢，下面说，他必将自己的约指示他们。The
second half of this verse, and He will make them know His covenant.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
那意思就是说，往下的路上，你我的关系会是怎样？我跟你的关系会是怎样？
It speaks of the road ahead, the relationship that will progress onward.
对，往下，你的家跟你的家会是怎样？ 跟我之间的关系是怎样。
Speaks of the home that you and I will have in the future.
Yeah, with the Lord.
With the Lord.
对，还有就是我们的聚会，我们的教会，我们的弟兄，我们聚会的，我们所在的教会，我们的弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中是如何？神要我们往哪里去？这些东西都是只有敬畏神的人才能知道。
Our church today, we as brothers and sisters, where the church is heading, this it is only revealed to those who fear the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是这样感谢主，神不是把一个东西像一个 pie in the sky 一样放在那里给我们看，不，神是告诉我们，我们跟神给我们的 expectation 是我们可以摸得到，可以懂得。
So we see here that what the Lord has presented to us is tangible to us. It's not just like not just a pie in the sky for us to look at, something to move towards, something that's tangible.
对，感谢主，我想这个永远的荣华、伟大的喜乐，是神对他教会的心意。
This eternal excellence, this joy from generation to generation, is the will of God for His church.
但是我们需要在我们自己 personal 的个人跟主之间的关系里面来摸到这个东西。
But we must start from our personal relationship with God. We must realize this in our personal walk with Him.
但是我们主耶稣跟我是关系很遥远。
But if you're estranged from God,
那么我不可能懂得他的意思是什么。
Then it's impossible for you to understand what his will is.
那么这个永远的荣华和累代的喜乐只是书上读起来好听而已。
If you're estranged from God, reading this eternal excellence, this joy from generation, are just pretty words.
但是假如我们感谢主，我们爱他，我们敬畏他。
We thank the Lord that we fear him, we love him.
那在我们读书，在我们的家里，在我们与弟兄姊妹的交往当中，所有的事情神都在里面。
Because we love and fear him, when we read the Bible, when we're fellowshipping, when we speak with brothers and sisters, the Lord is in all of it.
那你一定会知道，神所要的是那永远的荣华，永远的喜乐。
And in this, you will know for sure.That what the Lord wants is this eternal excellence, this joy from generation to generation.
那不但是当年的菲拉铁菲教会是一个例子。
The Church of Philadelphia is just an example.
那他主今天要你要我也要走在那个路上。
Today, the Lord also wants you and me to walk the same path.
就当我们活在地上，活在人的当中。
So he wants us to walk this way.While we're on earth, while we're living in the world.
是他永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
He wants us to live out the eternal excellence and the joy of generation to generation.
Yeah. 我只要再说一句哈，你知道吗？我们使徒保罗在他的书信里面，尤其是以弗所书和哥罗西书。
And I'll say these closing couple words. You know that in Colossians, Paul said this.
使徒保罗在以弗所书的第一章第二十三节。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, Apostle Paul said this.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
It's full of...It's the fullness of him who fills all in all.
所以使徒保罗什么意思呢
？So what does the apostle Paul mean by this？
就是教会，神心目中的教会是那一位充满万有者所充满的。
The church that is in God's heart is the church that has the fullness of Him who fills all in all。
谁是那一位充满万有者呢
？Who is the one who fills all in all？
神的儿子耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus, the Son of God.
Yeah, 是那一位耶稣基督所充满的，充满。 身上，充满在一切弟兄姊妹的里面。
It's the fullness of Jesus Christ who's filled the church, that's filling you, filling me.
对，感谢主。所以当我们主耶稣的 excellence, 我们主耶稣的那个荣华成了你的我的你的荣华成了我的荣华成了他教会的荣华。
We thank the Lord that the excellence, the true essence of our Lord Jesus becomes the excellence of the church, becomes the essence of you, becomes my excellence and your excellence.
那因为他充满在你里面充满在我里面充满在每个人里。
Because he's filling, he fills all in all and, in, and is in all.
所以那个累赖的喜乐也在你里面在我里面。
The joy from generation to generation is in you and in me.
那不但在我们三四十年的老基督徒里面而且在刚刚信主的人里面。
This joy is not only in the brothers who came, decades ago, but also in the new believer today.
那不但是在我们这些这些个成年的人里面还在我们的儿女里面。
This joy is not only in us adults, but also in our children.
都是因为我们主耶稣来了。
It's all because the Lord came to the earth.
主前700年神这个 托付给以赛亚所说的事情主耶稣来了就成为真实的。
This prophecy that was given to Isaiah 700-800 years before Christ was fulfilled.
那时候好艰难，就是要有一些人能够成为耶和华的，成为永远的荣华美代求，好艰难，在主来以前。
Before Christ, this prophecy of eternal excellence, the joy of generation to generation, is too difficult.
但是现在主耶稣来了，不但来了，他在你里面，在我里面，在所有的。信他爱他的人里面。
But after Christ came, his excellence is in you and me and everyone.
所以教会里面永远的荣华、累累的喜乐，现在成为可能。
So this, the church being eternal excellence and the joy of generation to generation is now made possible.
那不但成为可能，而且我们真正是感谢主，有我们常常是跌倒的人，我们也常常是软弱的人。但是主让我们可以再次起来。
We thank the Lord that even though we often stumble, even though we often weak, the Lord picks us up again.
可以让我们成为永远的荣华，美代的喜乐。
He's made it possible for us to become eternal excellence and the joy from generation to generation.
别人来我们中间，看了我们，就在我们中间发觉和别人不同。
So to the point where when someone from the outside comes into our midst, they'll see that we are different from every one of us.
对，让我们觉得我们跟世上的人不同。
They'll sense that we are different from those in the world.
那我们里头有一个 excellence.
Just because we have this excellence within us.
我们也有一个这个 joy.
And we have this joy as well.
世人不知道怎么样来解释这件事。
People in this world have no idea how to explain this.
但是他们看见
But they can see it.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢主我们今天我们主耶稣是我们教会的元首
We thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus is the head of the church.
那我们主耶稣是我们的生命
Lord Jesus is our life.
那主耶稣在我们里面是荣耀的仰望
And Lord Jesus in us is our glorious hope.
好我们祷告
Let's have
a 我想时间是到了、哎、
Yes
OK 让我们一起有点祷告好吧
Let's have a word of prayer
主啊我们心里感谢你
Lord our hearts are filled with thanks
是的当我们看到我们自己的光景主啊我们常常觉得蛮失望的
Lord, when we look at our own condition we are often disappointed
但是主我们感谢你在 主前700年主啊你就在你的仆人以赛亚里面把你的心意放在那里
We thank you Lord that 700 years before Christ you've revealed your will to Isaiah
但是人从来没有想到
It's your will that's something that no person has ever thought of before
人觉得不可能的
Something that manfinds to be impossible.
永远的荣华，美代的喜乐。
This eternal excellence and this joy from generation generation to generation.
但是我们感谢你，你差遣你的仆人，你所差遣的救世主来到人的中间。
But we thank you that you sent your servant, your redeemer, amongst us.
他是我们的主耶稣，是你的儿子。
He is our Lord Jesus, and he is your son.
他让我们每个人不一样。
And he has changed us, each and every one of us.
所以主啊，我们实在的感谢你，是你自己成为我们的盼望。
So truly, Lord, we thank you, for you yourself have become our hope.
是我们的生命。
You yourself are our life.
让我们可以成为公义树。
And you have made us into trees of righteousness.
让你自己的城可以成为公义的灯，可以成为救恩的光。
You have made your city the light of righteousness and the torch of salvation.
你也可以让我们这些人成为守望。
And you have enabled us to become your watchmen.
你也可以让我们这些人为你的目的祷告。
As watchmen, you help us to pray for your will, your purpose.
好让你可以在我们身上工作，让我们在地上成为可赞美。
Lord, may your work be done on us that we may be made into the praise of the earth.
耶稣啊，我们实在的感谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
我们也赞美你的荣耀的心意。
Lord, we praise you for your glorious purpose.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.